Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with the light of life. The Bible's hands go, the hills may tumble. It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
In Hebrews 13, verse 17, it says, obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy, not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Verse 7 of Hebrews chapter 13 also said the same thing, and tells us those that have the rule over them, those that taught the word to them. Again, it is an attitude of yieldedness to the one to whom we are submitting. And so you have a pastor of your church. He's the one that Christ has put in there. He's given this church gifts. He's given the church gifts of pastors and teachers. And he's given the pastor responsibilities in the church. As you read that, Paul told Timothy that in 1 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 7, and outlines what a pastor's responsibility. And even in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 2 through 4, we're told that the elders, which is another term for pastors, are to take the oversight of the flock. And when people are unsubmissive to that oversight, when people are unsubmissive to that pastor, then they sin against God. Now, a wife says, God is my head, but not my husband. Well, she might be religious, but she's wrong. If a pastor has strings attached with a board over him or another group over him that's controlling him, then he becomes a puppet instead of a prophet of God. You know, I have a driver's license, but not just because it is the law, because it is also obedience to the word. I'm obeying the ordinances of men. And in the church, even as a pastor, there are things that I must submit myself to doing. Now, the wife's submission to her husband is a moral obligation, even if he's not saved. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 4, we read this, likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may, without the word, be won by the conversation of the wives, while they behold your chaste conversation, coupled with fear, whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of the plaiting of the hair and the wearing of gold or putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God, of great price. Now, my friend, this may be the hardest thing for a lady to do, especially if she has an unsaved husband. But lady, you do that out of your love for Jesus Christ. Now again, the words in the Lord of the text are to be construed with fit. Since she has a position in Christ, it is fitting that she obey the scriptures when they admonish the wife to be in subjection to her husband. You see, God is treating the lady maturely. Okay, this is not a thing of immaturity, it's just the opposite, it's maturity. And God is emphasizing responsibility, not rights. It is immaturity that screams for rights. By the way, be careful about screaming for rights. If you had your rights, you would be in hell. The gift of God is eternal life. What we've earned, rights, is the wages of sin is death, that is, to go to hell. Now, the family is held together by God's ordained method of authority and obedience. And the happy family, the joyful family, Is the family that has a husband as the head, a wife submitted, and children obeying? Now, when I go on in the rest of this passage, we're going to address the husband. And men, I want you to understand something. You can amen everything that I've said about submission so far, but there's a greater responsibility upon you. You are to treat her as Jesus Christ treats the church. Now remember, God is approachable, and even with boldness. Hebrews 4:16 says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." So as you can see, the Lord is approachable, but some men are unapproachable. That is not being like Christ. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 6, "He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk, even as he," that is, as Christ walked. In John 13, verse 15, Jesus said, "For I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither is he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them." Again, Jesus Christ is approachable. He's full of grace. He gives forgiveness. So young men and older men, heads of the home, should not we be Christ-like? The wife has Sarah as an example, according to 1 Peter chapter 3. But the husband's example is to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. If you've not submitted to the Lord's leadership man in your life, how can you expect your wife to follow your leadership? A great commandment for men and women is James 4, 7 and 8. "Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded." Now, my friend, a lady is not to be submitted to her husband only if he is being the kind of husband the Bible tells him to be. And, gentlemen, you are to be the husband that loves your wife even as Christ loved the church. You are to do that in a manner even if she is unsubjected to you. In other words, you do not obey the Lord in these things only if your mate obeys their part. You do your part because you're submitted unto the will of God. Now, the joy of submission doesn't come if our submission is not first unto the Lord. My friend, we don't have the nearness of God if we're not submitted unto Him. Instead of having a life of legalistic obedience, why not of loving submission? Submitting yourself to your government, to the pastor, to the boss at work, to the husband at home, to the parents, or whatever the case may be, because you are submitted unto the Lord Jesus Christ, and lovingly you want to please Him. Now, my friend, that's the Christian that's on the right road. And that is a great commandment for men and women when we think of this idea of submission. Now, you cannot enjoy the peace of obeying His commands if you have not obeyed His most important command. In Acts chapter 17, verse 30, it says, "God commandeth all men everywhere now to repent, because He hath appointed a day in which He will judge the world." Now, my friend, if you read through the Bible, you'll see the subject of the prophets, of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the apostles, the subject of their preaching was repentance and faith. Acts 3:19 says, "Repent ye therefore," that is, turn from your sin, turn from depending on yourself, and be converted. Give your life to Christ, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the Lord. And that commandment to repent and be converted is based on love. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Now, my friend, Hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. And what's it prepared for you? However, if you do not receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you'll go there and you'll stay there for all eternity. You'll never be able to cease to exist. But even more tragically, you'll be going there against the desire and the love of God. Because 2 Peter 3, verse 9 says that the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward. Now listen to this next part. Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Oh, my friend, God wants you to repent. Won't you do that now? He'll save you. Just admit your need. I am a sinner. Romans 3:10 says, as is written, there's none righteous, no, not one. That means no one is righteous enough to deserve to go to heaven. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Friend, that includes me, and that includes you. Be willing, my friend, to turn from sin. That's what we mean by the word repent. Admitting that you're a sinner and understanding that the wages of your sin is death, that is, to go to hell forever and ever, you repent, you turn from your sin, and you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5:8 says, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for you because he loves you. Believing that Jesus Christ, when he was dying on the cross, he was dying for every sin you ever have or ever will commit, and that 3 days later, he rose up victorious over hell and the grave. You receive him into your life as your Lord and God. And Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, friend, God loves you and he wants to save you. He wants you to give him your life. Turn from your selfishness. Turn from your sin. Turn from depending on yourself and give your life to Christ. Why not do that right now? I'm going to form a prayer. And if you'll repeat the words of this prayer, meaning them from your heart, God, by his promise, will save you. So why not right now, right where you are, just pray this. Dear God, I know I am a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe that 3 days later, he rose up from the dead. I am willing, by your help, to turn from sin. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer, write us and let us know. I want to send you some helpful material that will help you to grow in this new Christian life. And if you'll just write us and let us know that you've been saved, or you just write us and let us know you've listened and you were blessed by this message, or you may have a question about this message, we want to hear from you. Well, I see that my time is up, and I want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast today. And my friend, may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.